Bobby opened the envelope with mild trepidation, reminding himself that he could tuck the card deep into the back pocket of his chinos if it was gushy. It wasn't, though. Maybe a little bit on the baby side. A kid and a Stetson on a horse, happy birthday buckaroo in letters that were supposed to look like wood on the inside, but not gushy. Love, Carol, was a little gushy, but of course she was a girl. What could you do? Thanks. It's sort of a baby card, I know, but the others were even worse, Carol said matter-of-factly. A little farther up the hill, Sully John was waiting for them, working his bolo bouncer for all it was worth, going under his right arm, going under his left arm, going behind his back. He didn't try going between his legs anymore. He'd tried it once in the schoolyard and wrapped himself a good one in the nuts. Sully had screamed. Bobby and a couple of other kids had laughed until they cried. Carol and three of her girlfriends had rushed over to ask what was wrong, and the boys all said nothing. Sully John said the same, although he'd been pale and almost crying. Boys are boogers, Carol had said on that occasion, but Bobby didn't believe she really thought so. She wouldn't have jumped out and given him that kiss if she did. And it had been a good kiss, a smackaroo, better than the one his mother'd given him, actually. It's not a baby card, he said. No, but it almost is, she said. I thought about getting you a grown-up card, but man, they are gushy. I know, Bobby said. You going to be a gushy adult, Bobby? I hope not, he said. Are you? No. I'm going to be like my mom's friend Rhianda. Rhianda's pretty fat, Bobby said doubtfully. Yeah, but she's cool. I'm going to go for the cool without the fat. There's a new guy moving into our building. The room on the third floor? My mom says it's really hot up there. Yeah? What's he like? She giggled. Is he ushy-gushy? He's old, Bobby said, then paused to think. But he had an interesting face. My mom didn't like him on sight because he had some of his stuff in shopping bags. Sully John joined them. Happy birthday, you bastard, he said, and clapped Bobby on the back. Bastard was Sully John's current favorite word. Carol's was cool. Bobby was currently between favorite words, although he thought rip shit had a certain ring to it. If you swear, I won't walk with you, Carol said. Okay, Sully John said companionably. Carol was a fluffy blonde who looked like a Bobbsey twin after some growing up. John Sullivan was tall, black-haired, and green-eyed, a Joe Hardy kind of boy. Bobby Garfield walked between them, his momentary depression forgotten. It was his birthday, and he was with his friends, and life was good. He tucked Carol's birthday card into his back pocket and his new library card down deep in his front pocket where it could not fall out or be stolen. Carol started to skip. Sully John told her to stop. Why, Carol asked. I like to skip. I like to say bastard, but I don't, if you ask me, Sully John replied reasonably.